بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The etiquettes of reciting the Noble Quran. Number two, maintain the love and grandeur of the glorious Quran whilst reciting. Maintain the love and grandeur of the glorious Quran whilst reciting. Meaning that when a person recites the Quran, when he handles the Quran, it should be clear that it is something revered and beloved to him. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to act upon that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This verse or portion of a verse is short, but despite being short, it holds a great benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه, leave the visible, the apparent sin, and the hidden sins. Or you can translate also, leave the outer sins and the inner sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He didn't just say leave sins, which is a general theme of the Quran. He mentioned specifically, leave the visible and the hidden sins. So there are many, many benefits we can take out from this verse. One benefit of specifically mentioning these two is that this verse is telling us that this attitude that some people have, that, oh, if everything is well in my heart, if everything is well inside, then something lacking doesn't matter. For example, I don't have a beard, but I have the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart. So this verse is saying, no, this is incorrect. Because you need what is hidden and what is inside, and you need what is outside as well. You need both. And what is wrong on the outside and inside, you need to pay attention to both. And this verse is also saying that a person just focuses on what's visible, what's inside, what's hidden. He doesn't pay attention to it. This is also a big defect. Now on to the final point. What is visible sins, we understand. Visible sins, apparent to us. Hidden sins, how can a sin be hidden? What does it mean a sin is hidden? So there are four ways that a sin can be hidden. There are four ways that a sin can be hidden. A sin can be hidden because the sin is there, it's in your life, but it's hidden to you because you don't have knowledge that it's a sin. Simple example. Worldly talk in the masjid is a sin. Now, if you don't have that knowledge, that sin is going to remain hidden to you until you have gained that knowledge. So that is the first way a sin can be hidden. That tells us that knowledge is extremely important. You can have as much zeal to stay away from sin as you want, but if you don't have knowledge, you will not be successful in that endeavor. Number one. Number two, the sin is hidden to you because you haven't carried out a scan. You haven't carried out the scan. The sin's there. It's part of your life. But because you haven't checked thoroughly that is there a sin. For example, let's take a person in speaking, lying, ghibah. These are sins connected to your tongue. And they're visible as well. But they can be hidden to you if you don't check. And this often happens. In fact, well, that is why one thing that the ulama and the mashayikh emphasize time and time again is carry out your scan every so often. Carry out your scan means check through your life. Different parts of your life. Throughout my day, you know, is there anything wrong in my life? In terms of my eyes, in terms of my ears, in terms of my tongue, in terms of how I deal with other people. That is the second one. Those are two ways a sin can be hidden. Number three and four are even more hidden. Why are they even more hidden? Because number three and four are connected to what is going on in your heart. Number three, a sin can be hidden because the deed itself is a good deed, but inside, instead of sincerity, the intention is the opposite. It is riya, it is to show off. I am performing two rakat salah. On the face of it, a good deed. But inside, the intention is that I am doing it so that people think I am pious. That looks like a good deed, but it is a sin. So it is hidden. What does that tell us? That always keep an eye on your intention. In every single thing. Keep eye on, don't let it waver. Number four, finally. There are certain sins that are not visible actions, but there are evil qualities within. For example, jealousy. Jealousy is not a physical action. It's an evil quality within that a person has this wish, that I wish this blessing that so-and-so person goes away. It's a sin, but it's not visible. Hatred. A person has hatred for someone. It's not visible. It's a sin. A person has pride. When he looks at someone else, he thinks he is lower than him. He has self-conceit. He thinks much of himself, that I have this quality, I have that quality, I am. All of these are sins, but these are not visible. They are hidden inside. So all of these four types of sins, when a person stays away from all of them, then he will be doing amal upon this verse. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first forgive myself, and thereafter always the topic to practice on this.